This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is on the road all week long, by actually a better part of the next 2 weeks, as a matter of fact. We'll be broadcasting live on location. I'll just quickly tell you today, Steel, North Dakota, the Pipers Auction Center of North America. Tomorrow in West Hope. Wednesday, Newtown. Thursday and Friday, Medora. Monday in Grand Forks at the University of North Dakota. I don't remember on Tuesday. We might actually be in studio a week from Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at the North Dakota State Fair. So a lot going on, and we love it when we're out and about. Today would be a good day to take a tool over to Steel, North Dakota today and see the Auction Center of North America. If I were you, I would come here. I would check this out. And I just had the grand tour. It's a lot of fun. Big open house happening from 9 until 5 today. Tomorrow, big auction happening as well. Kevin Pfeiffer is here. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for being here. Good to have you out here this morning.
You're going to ride shotgun with me a little today and hang around, aren't you?
I'm looking forward to it. Should be fun.
Yeah, should be a good time. This location is something we've actually broadcast before. Your first auction we broadcast.
I remember that. You were actually in one of the auction trucks.
I was.
Yeah.
I was a little embarrassed because Kevin was doing an auction, and I was in the truck kind of watching everything, and he'd stop every once in a while and go, "Hey, everybody, Scott's here from What's On Your Mind." So I had to kind of hide. I was all embarrassed.
Well, you were the celebrity of the day. That was fun. It was great to have you there. But, Dan, this is really exciting to have you here today for our grand opening. We're really excited about it.
Now, what's different about the fact that you've got, I was going to say bricks and mortar, but it's a little bit of steel, appropriate for steel.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the facility all about here?
Well, the neat thing about this facility is you can have an auction any day of the year from this site because it's all going to be held indoors. All the equipment that we're selling, obviously, is on site, but you can come into this facility that's got full HVAC, got air conditioning like on a day like today, and you can sit in here in the comfort of a nice climate-controlled facility and watch the auction on the screen. If you want to go back out and kick the tires on a piece of equipment or start up a semi or whatever, you can, but then come back in here, grab a cup of coffee, and then watch the auction sale in here. Broadcast live simultaneously on the Internet. If you can't make it, go on to Pfeiffer's.com and watch it. But it's really designed for people to be able to come here and just have a great, enjoyable experience. And I don't think there's anything like it in our region. We're pretty proud of this facility. Our group has spent a lot of time on this. It took us a whole year for this whole plan to come together. But we think this is going to be the site that now will serve this part of the United States and even parts of southern Manitoba.
So on the lot right now is a lot of, well, there's a lot of everything, right? I mean,
absolutely. A lot of semis, a lot of construction equipment, a lot of farm machinery. But this is largely a construction equipment truck sale, but there is some farm equipment here, too. So I'd encourage anybody and everybody to come. A lot of brand-new skid steer attachment parts, that types of things. We've got semi-loads of that here today. Getting ready for tomorrow's auction.
So I can go out there, kick some tires, take a look at it, then come in, and it's all comfortable here inside. And,
yeah, absolutely.
Watch it on the big screen as the bidding house.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you want to go out and buy Scott Hallstrom a semi, you can. You just go out and pick one out for him tomorrow, find out what his favorite color is, because we got all kinds of them. But, yeah, the nice thing is, you know, it's going to be a nice, hot, windy day tomorrow, but you can come in here and watch it and just sit down, have a hamburger, a cup of coffee, and enjoy the auction sale.
All right. So I know there's a field day going on next door. Folks, come by. Stop by and see us.
Absolutely. You know, Pioneer is a great neighbor of ours. They actually rent some of the land that we own here, and they're having their big field days today. A couple hundred people are going to be here. And I should also mention, we do have collectible tractors we're selling tomorrow. There's five collectible tractors and this 1953 GMC truck, which is actually sitting right here in the hall.
So sharp green on that one.
Absolutely. There you go.
I think it might be Sue Green, though, just so you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good with me, man.
Yeah, there's your grandpa Green. It's beautiful, and so you'll have a number of those in addition to all the other things you mentioned, and of course, we can be telling you more about that as we go throughout the program today. But auction starts at 10 tomorrow.
Yep, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, broadcasting live on site and on the internet. So if you can't make it, go to Pfeiffer's.com. But yeah, come on over today. We're gonna have roasted pork today. We have a pork feed today from 9 to 5:30, and the public's welcome at all kinds of beverages and food and hospitality, and we'd like everybody in the region to come on over if they can. It's just going to be a great, great day for everybody.
Pfeiffer's Auction Center of North America is about 35 miles east of Bismarck on I-94. Steele, North Dakota. Can't miss it if you're cruising I-94. I always like to start Monday just sort of, you know, really in the shoes of our listeners, if you will, Kevin. To find out what's on their mind a little bit, and we're going to ask them to tell us, and they often do, and do it well. It's one of the things I love about doing this program is just get a sense of where people are at on any particular issue. But you know, I get a sense that this concern over the drought right now is different than you know. I mean, there's bumps always for growers, right? I mean,
absolutely.
That's just what they live. But this one seems a little worse than usual. Is it? Do you think?
Well, I think the drought, if it's going to be a sustained drought, and if we're going to see this weather pattern for another week or 10 days, I really don't think from Bismarck to Dickinson and south you're going to see much of anything harvested this year. There's going to be 10 to 15 counties that it's going to be catastrophic, unfortunately. And the other flip side of it is it's going to be a year of the haves and have-nots in agriculture in our region, because those who have any crop at all may get a bump in the commodity prices, and those who don't have a crop aren't going to get anything other than the crop insurance. And if you're the livestock producer, those are the ones that I feel the most for, because there really is no government program to help them out. You can't have crop insurance on grass or alfalfa or whatever, and you're going to have lots of issues there. So the tough part is going to be in the heart and soul of cattle country for those folks. And it's unfortunate. I mean, there's obviously, you know, some things that could be salvaged with some really good rainfall yet. But for the most part, all my travels throughout North Dakota last week, and we had four auctions last week throughout North Dakota, is that, you know, everybody needs rain for the most part. All of our counties need rain. But the Southwest is probably experiencing probably one of the worst droughts I've seen since 1988. And I was back on the campaign trail. I worked for Kent Jones back in 1988 in rural Strinden, and I can remember traveling North Dakota in 1988, and there were tumbleweeds blowing all over the place. His fence lines were full of weeds and everything. And there are some counties out there that I haven't seen it this dry since then.
Yeah, so my gut is right. When I hear and sense in the voice of our listeners a real concern that is unlike the typical ups and downs, this one's a doozy.
Yeah, it really is. It's a tough one. We've been getting a lot of calls from producers wondering if we have buyers that, hey, I need to sell a half section of land or maybe a section of land, but I want to do a buyback. I want to be able to buy that land back someday because I don't want to shrink my land footprint. So you see some of that going on. There's a lot of dynamics and people trying to come up with creative ways that they can come up with so that they can keep everything in place, but they know in the short term here they're going to have to try and raise some capital, unfortunately, to keep that operation sustainable. And the other tough part is, you know, these guys that have spent, you know, a lifetime building up a cattle herd, you know, and they're starting to have to cull those herds a little bit harder than they want to. Obviously, there's natural culling that takes place in these herds throughout every year. But this year, they're going to have to cull a little deeper into the herds, unfortunately, because, you know, it's going to get too expensive to buy hay and to transport it after a while.
You know, when you're in the middle of a situation like that, you really can't think about anything else, can you?
Well, it's pretty tough. You know, it really is. And
state or national politics just doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't. You know, they say all politics is local and all weather is local. And for the most part, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, even here, you know, you see some great corn crops coming up or all around us here now that Pioneer put in here. But I was talking to Neil Fanta last night with Pioneer, and he said they really, really need a rain here right now. I mean, it's really gotten to that point where even central North Dakota now, which usually on the east side of the river, you know, it's not nearly as dire as it is on the west side, you know, but they really need a rain. I think a lot of times southwestern North Dakota, they're always 2 or 3 weeks away from a drought anyhow. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's the way, you know, the weather patterns are. But, you know, even here now, from here to Jamestown, it's getting drier.
And we've not had one like this for a long time.
I mean, it's been a long time, yep. You know, we've been pretty fortunate over the last 10 or 15 years. But, you know, I guess back in 04 or 05, there was a couple of years there where it got a little drier. But this one here, if it's a sustained drought much longer, and I mean within another week to 10 days, there's going to be a lot of crops going backwards in a hurry.
And the silver lining, as you say, is it might be a price and a bump in price, but you got to have a crop to enjoy that.
Yeah, that's why I like to use the phrase, it's a year of the haves and have-nots. If you have 60 bushel wheat and you sell it for $3, well, if you have 30 bushel wheat and you sell it for $7, there's not, you know, not a whole lot of difference. But again, it's the year of the haves and the have-nots in American agriculture, unfortunately. And we certainly would like to see some rain out in this part of the country, from here west especially.
In your auction travels last week, what else are people talking about? What's on their mind?
Well, you know, there's we were in oil country quite a bit last week. Obviously a lot of people up in oil country, they're kind of hoping that oil prices get a little bit more of a bump. I know these low 40s probably aren't exactly where they want it to be. There is some activity, as you know. I know you're up in oil country quite a bit, Scott. But, you know, those folks up there, a lot of the business people, especially up in that part of the country, they certainly would like, they like to see a little bit more rally in the oil prices, get that into the higher 40s or 50s. But we're up there, we're in Wild Rose and Watford City and Williston last week for auctions up there. Things are starting to dry out a little bit up there too, but, you know, there seems to be that enduring, optimism in North Dakota, if you will, that people always, you know, feel it's going to get better. And it is going to get better, obviously. We know that.
I think they had their drought in oil country with some really low prices. And although they'd like them a little higher now, you're right. They're definitely a little better. Sounds good. I see they're bringing a skid steer, a loader Bobcat in with the lunch here. So we're getting ready for the fun. Come on out and join us.
Look like it's going to be a great day, huh?
We'll chat with you later, Kevin.
Yep. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Kevin Pipe will be here throughout the show on What's On Your Mind. We're live in Steele, North Dakota today at the Auction Center of North Dakota. Come on by for North America, in Steele, North Dakota. More after this. NBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than NBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. NBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with NBI today. Visit NBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-NBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-NBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Trooper Quinn with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. If you want a career with specialized training and opportunities for advancement, where each day brings new and exciting experiences, the Highway Patrol is for you. Whether it's helping a stranded motorist or removing an impaired driver, I'm making a difference on our roadways by enhancing safety for the motoring public. We're accepting applications for new state troopers until August 26th. For more information, visit nd.gov/NDHP, Equal Opportunity Employer.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Steele, North Dakota today, Piper's Auction Center of North America. My name is Scott Hennon. Glad to have you along on the program. Thank you for listening very much. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're going to be doing a little work for them this week. Looking forward to that. EnergyOfNorthDakota.com has all the details. Tomorrow, West Hope, North Dakota. The Bakken Rocks Cook Fest are part fair, part concert. You know, free food. That's the big difference. Great sense of community. A lot of information. You learn a ton if you want it. The Bakken information sessions are loaded up with some great spokespeople who can answer any question you might have. But it's just great information. I learn everything every time. Learn a lot every time. And then also a chance for a little Q&A after. And then the free barbecue and then free music. They're just great fun. They really are. And, of course, look forward to seeing you out at the events. Take them all in. And, again, details at energyofnorthdakota.com. Free food. What's not to love? Barbecue. And all these companies that are there are competing. You know, so they're there, of course, putting on the best. And we're going to be talking to some of them about some of that effort and some of the good work they do. And they also give away a lot of free goodies, too. So a lot happens with that. So it's great fun. You'll enjoy it. You really will. So get set to take it all in and really enjoy the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. I want to thank our fine sponsors who've made our broadcast possible, including Enerplus, Fortis Energy, ConocoPhillips, Go Wireline, MBI Energy, and much more. So be listening for our special broadcast. So I'm driving to Steele, North Dakota this morning, and I'm thinking about what we'll be doing in Steele, North Dakota today at the Auction Center of North America. And I'm thinking about a few of the weekend shows that I watched, which were all about, I know this will surprise you folks, I hope you're not driving because you may veer off the road, Russia. Yes. And, in fact, I'd listened to a number of the shows, and I just become so frustrated that this meeting that Donald Trump Jr. and a handful of campaign folks had, that any other campaign would have, the Clinton campaign is thought to have colluded with the Ukraine, trying to get all this information. It's a nothing burger. But because of the way the information came out, it allows the mainstream media an opportunity to really breathlessly hyperventilate over this and act like there's some there. All right? A meeting with the Russians, as if, you know, all of the parliament was there or something. You know, Vladimir Putin and his top lieutenants. No, it was somebody who supposedly has ties to the Russian government, who, through a friend, offered some information that turned out to be non-existent. So the conversation turns to Russian adoptions and the meeting ends. There's no there. Nothing there. It ends. It's nothing. And then I go back to the conversation we just had with Kevin about the concern he's hearing from growers and about drought conditions likened to tumbleweeds in the 80s. And I think it's another example where the media is poorly serving you. Right? Because they're throwing this in your face as the most important thing in the world, when really it's not. And that's why it's horribly frustrating for me. So I don't want to do the same thing they're doing. I don't want to be guilty of what they're guilty of. And that is throwing something at you. And quite honestly, it hurts not to, because I want to respond to it, even though it's nothing, because it's so stupid. Part of the reason I want to respond to it is because nobody else is doing it. But here's where I'm comfortable in not doing it. You're smart. You really are. I would argue this audience, I'm not pandering, folks. I know. Because no matter what issue comes up, if I say, give me your take, what do you think this? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? You're going to come back with great, great, great insight, analysis, commentary, a take that causes me to go, a take that would be so welcome on the mainstream media. So my overriding urge on a Monday morning is to set the table in a way that addresses what you're most concerned about. That I'm getting you answers to questions you have. And I don't think you're falling for Russian collusion. So it's a long way of asking you, tell me, what's top of mind for you? What's right there on your mind? What is most important to you as we speak on this Monday morning. And for the better part of the last couple of weeks, it has been things related to drought. And so many great things were happening. Great conversation last week with Grand Forks farmer that says, hey, my CRP is going to somebody out west that needs it, and it's not going to cost them a dime. And then his neighbor calls, and another neighbor calls, and somebody 20 miles away calls, and then somebody from another county calls, and it's going viral. And the Sproul farm at Grand Forks is doing a good thing. Now we have a worry and a concern mitigated a little bit by the fact that people are coming together. And that's fantastic. And that started before us. I got wind of the story, and it was going. And hopefully we can add a little feel to it. I want to keep going. Absolutely love it. We could do that. So whatever it is, let us know. Would you at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email me, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off for a couple of days. Much-deserved vacation. So you have just yours truly here. Kevin Piper will be serving as my co-host today on the program, and we'll have lots of them as we go throughout the week, and a busy week of Cookfest and Medora and all the fun that we'll be having. You can text me, though, at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Here's a texter. What's on my mind right now? The disastrous cuts. In caps, by the way, that's shouting. Disastrous cuts to Medicaid under the Senate health care bill. Cuts as in smaller increases than what was proposed in the Obamacare spending plans. What a joke. Yeah. You're right. That is a joke. But that goes right back to Russia. You know, I'm not going to get sucked into it, but do you know the story of Russia? This Russian influence is how we know about the story, is the leaks. That's the real story. It's missed everywhere. Jim and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I would like to know how this Russian got into the United States. I mean, it was, Obama was president at that time, wasn't he? How did this guy get a visa to get in here and conduct all these terrible things with the Trump deal?
Yeah, it was a she. But otherwise, I take your point that that's worth a question at least, right?
How'd that happen? You know, the press is so pathetic. It is absolutely so pathetic. Here the ISIS is about on the run. Never hear anything about that. Then I heard, I thought, go off the road, and I heard this morning, but somebody said, well, it was because of some Obama policy. For 8 years, they did nothing.
Good points, Jim. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Top of mind on a Monday for you. What is it? Let us know. More coming up from Steele.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to another in our series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, was asked what he would tell pipeline opponents about this project.
The only way to get that oil out is by pipe. Getting it out by train was not quite as efficient as pipeline either. And so, I mean, it's a miracle for West North Dakota to have the pipelines go in the ground. And to not have the education being portrayed to everyone else of what this is, the fact that there's pipe in the ground all over this country, there's many, many, many miles of pipe, many, many, many river crossings. The safety of this one being the extreme level that it was, 60 or 90 or whatever feet below the riverbed, is so much less likely there'd ever be a spill than previous construction of other pipelines. It was not a valid argument to say that this is going to leak and this is our largest concern. It was more of an argument of attacking fossil fuels, period.
That's the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Keep listening for more right here.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Underway at Piper's Auction and Realty. Piper's Auction Center of North America is having the grand opening of their brand new facility in Steele, North Dakota today and tomorrow. So until 5:30 today, come on by for free food, drinks, tours of the new facility. And then at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Piper's is hosting an auction featuring vintage farm tractors, farm machinery, trucks, construction equipment, and lots of other items. Some really nice vintage tractors and machinery. Looking at a nice truck here that is just, you can't believe how sharp it is. So come on by and check it out. That'll be online, too, at Pipers.com if you can't make it. We'd love to have you stop on by. For those of you that are coming for the field day for Pioneer today, next door here at Steele, North Dakota, stop on by and say hi. We'd love to see you be here through about 12:30 today doing a little lunch. But, of course, the folks at Pipers will be here till 5:30 tonight, and then tomorrow, too, starting at 10 a.m. for the big auction. The Auction Center of North America. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. I've got to tell you about my friends at Delta. We every day celebrate a caller who's called the previous program for the call of the day. And your call of the day today would be to Delta, especially if you're in the oil industry and you need a turnkey solution. You want everything done, A to Z, soup to nuts on the well site, flow lines, pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, I mean the electrical and mechanical design, the survey work, the field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, the pipe insulation, E&I services, temporary flaring services, they do it all. That's what I mean by turnkey. Then give Eric a call. One call does it all. You call Delta first, done. DeltaConstructors.net if you need more details, but I just call. I just say, Eric, save me. 406-250-8151, and here's the Delta call of the day. Chad and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
I like to consider myself a happy liberal because I voted Democrat my entire adult life, but I voted for Trump, and so I'm about as happy as I can be.
A happy liberal. We found one. We were looking one for looking for one on Friday, and we found one. I can't even believe it. Isn't that nice? If you'd like to text me today on the program, you got to text me, not Todd. Otherwise, you'll get a bounce back or something. That's 701-367-2054 for me, 701-367-2054. I'd love it if you'd call, though. We'd prefer your calls. 800-228-0550. You can call me at 701-258-0550. Running question of the day today on What's on Your Mind. What's most important to you right now today? What's top of mind? What's on your mind as we speak? What is that thing that has you, I bring it up because if your house is on fire, you don't much care about the controversy of the day in Washington, D.C., or what the media is telling you is most important, right? You got to put out the fire. You got to do what's, I'm most curious on this Monday, what that fire is for you. What has your burning desire? What is number one? What is most important? Because then we can plan accordingly. We can go to work for you. We're going to have a little fun this week. I'm not afraid to tell you. You got to have a little fun in this world. And we are. Cookfest, West Hope tomorrow.
Thursday, the Bakken Rocks Cookfest in Medora. We're going to stay in Medora for another day because we're in Medora. You got to stay there and just soak it all in. Newtown Little Fishing Derby on Wednesday. And, of course, Steele, North Dakota today with lots of fun. So amid that fun, I want to stay focused. I want to stay on what's most important to you. A lot of windshield time, a lot of things we can get done, and we like to. So take advantage of it, folks. Give me an assignment. Help me get to the bottom of something for you by picking up the phone at 258-0550. Local telephone number, or again, text me at 367-2054. Hal texts, the media emphasis on Donald Trump Jr. and Russia means all of the Russian stories went nowhere. That's an interesting point. I mean, how many angles have you been told about how Russia influenced the election? And this isn't about influencing the election. This is about someone offering information on Hillary Clinton. I guess the question here is the wisdom of the meeting. Do you take the meeting to find out what that person knows about Russia when it's set up by someone you know? I guess that's fair game. That's okay. You know, what I really hate more than anything is when we're led to believe that this is such an awful, terrible deal. Donald Trump Jr. took a meeting with someone tied to the Russian government who had bad things to say about Hillary Clinton. And meanwhile, they do the same thing all the time. They just don't have the benefit of the swamp leaking this information. And that's the real story. It is. But see, I'm talking about it again. But it's because the texter made me do it. Mel in Jamestown, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yes, Scott. I'm a retired teacher, 40 years of teaching mathematics. Taught at NDSU, taught at Chandler High School for 8 years. Best school, best kids I ever had in my life were at Chandler. Taught at St. Cloud State for 7 years. Bottom line is, I've seen it from the beginning when I was in school to where it is now. Our educational system is in major trouble. You have all kinds of students coming to college that have to go into remedial math, remedial English programs. And unless we get this together, you know, this country is in trouble because this is where all our technical people come from. The math areas have been cut and slashed. Your science areas, the only areas that grow are the liberal arts areas where you've got all of the PC stuff. And you want one real example, I taught at Montana State University of Billings as an adjunct when I retired. And one of the professors there was awfully good mathematician, said, when I came to MSUB my first year, we were the largest department on campus. He says, now we are the smallest. This is not a good direction for the world in the era of technology.
If I had with me right now today on the program, president of one of our leading universities in North Dakota, let's take UND, because I'm a green and white kind of guy. I've got President Mark Kennedy on the other end of the line. You, as a former educator, what do you want to say to him as a university president about what he needs to do better, what the university system needs to do better?
Well, it starts in our high schools. We've got to really shore up and take a look at the caliber of person coming into the schools. I mean, it's like, you know, sports. Who's the key man? What do they pay the football coach at NDSU? The key people are the people in front of the classroom, and you're not going to have a top-notch educational system until you get good people up front. And right now we don't pay it. And I'm not a union person. I believe in paying people when it's important. I don't want to force you to pay anything, but you've got to start attracting better people. I have so many students who are former great math students who are now what? Are they teachers? They would have been great teachers. Bill Sorensen from Shanley High School. He told me he got a start with Microsoft years ago in a computer programming class that I taught in 1970, or about 1980, Radio Shack TRS-80s. He remembers that. But so many of my good math students, they're all engineers. Why? They'd be great teachers. They can't come out of college and start out at $35,000. You know, they're coming out at 90 and 100 now. And we either get this thing fixed and start getting good people. Plus, the math technology departments at the colleges should be shored up. I am really tired of the BS courses. You know, get online and read your history from 8 different authors. If you're intelligent, you're literate. You can read mathematics, physics, chemistry. I would love, if I had money right now, if I had millions of dollars, you know what I'd do? I'd build an observatory in the middle of a school, and then I'd put the math science, chemistry, physics. And I like arts. I like music, okay? And I like art. And those are all places where you can't fudge. If I try to tell people that I'm a guitar player and I get up in front of the world and try to play a guitar, it takes them 5 seconds to figure out. And that's what those areas are, the sciences, the music. You can't be a fraud. And I've always said with my own subject, mathematics is a place where frauds can't live. And we got way too many frauds at our colleges, universities, and a lot of them in our high schools, too.
No,
the unions have killed us. The union, when I went to school in 1964 and graduated, did we have No Child Left Behind? No. Did we have Common Core? No. Why? Because we didn't need it. Those programs are a symptom of sickness. And we are, our educational system is in trouble. And I shouldn't care. I got retirement. I care. I mean, I am really worried about where the kids are going, what they've learned. I've seen them in colleges. They come into my math classrooms in college, and they're refugees. It's like they've never seen a math class, for Pete's sakes. You need standards, and you need good teachers.
Nothing I love more than a good wound-up caller. Mello's good and wound up today. By golly, appreciate all those comments and the issue you're raising on education. And by the way, we do have President Mark Kennedy on Monday on the program. I'll ask him if he shares your view of that being a problem of the kind of students they're getting at the University of North Dakota. But the drip, drip, drip of education is one I think, it doesn't become a crisis until it's it's an absolute, plague on society. It just slowly happens. So I think you're right to worry about it. I see Dennis Prager recently said the news media in the West and academia pose a far greater danger to Western civilization than Russia does. Been talking a lot about that lately. The news media, because as we heard in our interview, which I thought was really fun, I hope you enjoyed it, with Michael Goodwin from the New York Post on Friday about the death of journalistic standards. Just the one example out of many, sourcing, where anonymous sources now weren't permissible in most newsrooms, vast majority of newsrooms, pre-Trump, and they are now because they have Trump derangement syndrome. That isn't just a problem in the Trump administration. It's a problem for a long time because you can't trust them. That ability to trust them is now gone. And if academia is, again, in the agenda business, not in the education business, same thing. Appreciate that comment. Well said. 800-228-0550. Toll free. More than another text I'll squeeze in here. What a system. Coaches make huge money while instructors almost go on welfare. That says a lot as to what we value, Sad. I don't know if that's a higher education comment that I would suggest anybody is on welfare, that is teaching. Coaches are making a lot because it's a competitive world. I'd love to see teachers be paid on the same system. And something tells me this texter might not like that. Right? Because if a teacher is paid more to teach well, they'd be in the same position as a coach. Coaches make good money because they coach, they win, they generate interest and attention and ticket sales, sponsorship sales for the school. Teachers should have the same incentive to say, hey, what percentage of your kids are reading at a higher level? Let's give you a bonus. Wouldn't that be great? I think it'd be fabulous. Tell me what's on your mind today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, customer owned by people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, it's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each. Blue Diamond almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. Hot tamales, 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. That's a great deal. Plus the 4 for $4 Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, the best cookies money can buy. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember, PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing playground safety.
We can't catch them every single time they fall, so there's some things you can do when you get to the playground. Just kind of evaluate it before you let them play. One of the most important things to look for is that you're taking them to a playground that has this shock-absorbing surface. So those wood chips or the rubber mulch, and make sure that that's at that proper depth. That's about 12 inches. That way, if they do fall, they'll have that shock absorber to absorb some of that impact. And then just making sure it's a playground that's age appropriate for your children. And I always talk to my son, you need to wear your tennis shoes. Make sure you have those tennis shoes on so you have a good, sturdy footwear for climbing and running and doing all that stuff.
For more playground safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
High Plains Apache, great sprayer, really is. And High Plains, of course, is your Apache sprayer dealer. They also have that ET Ag Center we talk about a lot. More than 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves. I mean, if it's an ag application part, they probably have it. Not just for Apache sprayers, but for any brand of sprayer. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, they've got it all. And, of course, I can't talk enough about that Apache sprayer. State-of-the-art, noise dampening inside the cab, leading operator comfort, fuel efficient, reliable, industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty that makes a lot of folks happy. The ET Ag Center for all of your ag application parts, and that businessman sprayer. That's what we call it, the Apache sprayer. 1701 East Side Court across the road from Bonanza, exit 60 south of Fargo, and exit exit 60 at Frontier in North Dakota. High Plains Apache. All right, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Just kind of curious what's front and center on your mind today, more than anything. Numero uno. A lot of different
contributions today, and we love that about our fine audience. Let's see what Ernie in Grand Forks has to offer. Hey, Ernie, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I've had a chance to do substitute teaching since I retired, and what I'm seeing out there is that a lot of these kids are not prepared to be out in the world in any way. I mean, it's I wish more parents would spend some time with their kids and realize that they may have to spend the money for tutors to get them up to speed if they're going to send them off to college or in community. The problem you've got out there right now is that because we've not really kept up with the teaching profession, you've got a decline in even the teachers being able to teach at a higher level. And I really think what's going to have to happen is some schools are going to wind up better than others because superintendents or principals are going to say, by golly, we're going to take the bull by the horns, we're going to change our programs, and we're going to make it tougher for kids. When you've got seniors that are graduating that never take home homework, that really don't know how to manage their time because they don't have jobs, they don't ever read, and I've asked many of them many, many times in the classroom, how many of you read a book lately? Hands go down. So we're dumbing down really bad, and it's going to go through the colleges. They're going to have to dumb down. Somebody somewhere has to take responsibility for what's happening in our system.
So what you just described there, do you put at the feet of educators or do you put it at the feet of parents?
I put it at the feet of both. From the parents' point of view, they're not demanding enough of their children. From the educators' point of view, they are not demanding enough of their teachers. And I love what I'm doing, and but I've been fortunate enough, as a substitute, to see what's going on out there. And here's the thing. I want your listeners to know, if you want to do something when you're retired and you've had a lot of life experiences, think about substitute teaching, because substitute teaching is about giving kids more than just a day away from their teacher. It's about giving them an experience. You tell them, well, I did this in life. Those things really do matter, because the kids get excited and say, you know what, if you did it, maybe if I put my mind to it a little more, I can do it. And we need teachers to encourage that, and a lot of times they don't encourage. They don't say to their kids, I want you to be smarter than me.
Yeah, it's a horse or a cart, which is first kind of question. But previous caller that was concerned about how these kids are being taught, I put more on educators. Your call, I put more on parents. I mean, I haven't read lately. Now, again, when I was young, I don't know about you, but I read with my parents. But I got my real sense of you need to read from school. Okay, I didn't necessarily get it from, I read just to read, but it was sort of like, kids reading. Not like I got to read for comprehension. I got that more from school than I did from parents. But, obviously it's parents' number one responsibility is that child, without question.
It falls on educators, too. It falls on the teachers to be able to say to their students, when I get done with you, I want you to be able to move to the next level,
yeah.
Be competent, and move along so that when you get to college, when you graduate from college, if you do go, you're smarter than when I went in.
Yeah, good point, Sarah, and you really appreciate it. I got to go to the next call, but especially because if they are, what am I trying to say? If teachers rather, if you talk to them, especially, depending on where they teach, what school, whatever, the majority of them know that there are a significant portion of those kids in that class that aren't getting what they need at home, right? That's just baked into the cake. They know that's part of the deal. Well, guess what? That's where they need to step up. So, I'm swinging back and forth on your call as to who deserves more. I mean, just a no-brainer is that this is parents' number one job. But parents say, here you go, school. Here you go, teachers. Go to town. take my tax dollars and take care of my most precious resource. So there's a lot of ball drops going on. More with Kevin Pipers. We'll update you on what's happening today and tomorrow at the Pipers Auction and Realty Auction Center of North America and Steel, North Dakota. After a break, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.